In the headlines, plans are underway to tackle homelessness ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup. A councillor is concerned about the increasing trend of young people running away from home. Barbadians are being urged to prepare for an active hurricane season, and a significant dust haze advisory is in effect for Barbados. This is the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good afternoon, I am Ronald Clark. The latest comes to you with the kind compliments of CIBC Caribbean Bank. Plans are underway to get the homeless off the street ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup. This was disclosed by President of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, who was also a member of the National Organizing Committee for the event. Mr. Safri says, with tourism being the country's main industry, there is an urgent need to get the homeless off the street.
The shelter is a place we are 24 hours that they can use, not only just for workout, but long term. Other things that we have to look at is that we have some of the homeless that have serious mental issues that have been accosting locals on the street, and we need to get those persons into a facility providing care and treatment for them. And I just don't believe in institutional reprimanding, but where we take these persons and give them the necessary care that they need. These services, we often understand the nature of what we are dealing with in terms of workup, and we survive on the tourists coming to our country. So we have to be able to be very careful in allowing our homeless persons that have serious mental issues be on the street doing anything that would affect us at this point in time. The other problem is that while they're in Bridgetown, people are defecating on the road, people are urinating here, and that's not just a homeless issue.
Mr. Safri says, with tourism, he stresses that the committee is meeting to find long-term solutions to address homelessness.
It's not just about the homeless at this particular point for just work up, but beyond that. And obviously that is where we have been playing a critical role. And so having no start on the committee, we are now looking at the things that we would have proposed to the government in the past to see if some of these things can be fast-tracked to push the plans forward to helping the homeless on the streets. And as again, debunking the myth about this situation, it is a long-term plan in moving the homeless off the street and into, rather they have to go into rehabilitation, to psychiatric treatment, those that want to use the shelter, and providing care and services along the way.
President of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. The Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, says he's seeing an increasing trend of young people running away from home. He says too often young people are seeking their assistance to deal with several challenges. Mr. Clark tells Starcom Network News he's concerned about the situation and believes greater intervention is required to deal with the issues that occur in communities and households. His comments follow recent reports of missing young girls, with the police still seeking the public's assistance in locating 14-year-old Donisha Thomas.
We have been noticing a trend of young people not wanting to be at home, young people wanting to find alternate arrangements to their living conditions. We found that a lot of young people are not comfortable with some of the things that are happening within the household, and they are trying to get away from such things. It is becoming a growing trend, and obviously it is one that is unsettling because it leaves the question, what is really happening in the household? Why is it that these young people believe that they will be more comfortable elsewhere when a young person should see his or her home as a haven to get away from it all? So if these young people are trying to run away from home, it then causes for some level of research, for some kind of investigation to see what is happening within the household.
Mr. Clark is urging those who are housing missing people to refrain from the action and reach out to authorities.
Outside of the fact that it's against the law to be harboring anybody who runs away from home or who are wanted by the law for one reason or the other, you have to put yourself in the position or the shoes of the family. And what would you want to happen to you? What would you want some person to do with a family member of yours who runs away from home or who ends up at your home? You would want some person, obviously, to reach out to you to ensure that your child or ward, your family member, is safe. So we want to plead to people not necessarily to take matters into their own hands and to harbor these young people to get them the help that they need. And getting the help that they need, firstly, is getting in contact with the family members, getting in contact with the nearest police station, getting in contact with the school, through the guidance counselor.
Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Barbadians are again being urged to be prepared for what is expected to be an above-average hurricane season, which begins on June the 1st. The appeal came from the Home Affairs Minister, Wilfred Abrahams, following a tour of one of the National Hurricane Center's Hurricane Hunter aircraft this morning. The reconnaissance aircraft was at the Grantley Adams International Airport in what is the first of the Caribbean hurricane awareness tour stops. Minister Abrahams stressed that the visit to Barbados is a timely one.
As with all hurricane seasons, coastal residents are reminded that it only takes one hurricane making landfall to make it an active season. Thorough preparation should be made every season, regardless of predicted activity. Therefore, not only is today's visit extremely timely, but also informative and instructive. We recognize the work of the team from the National Hurricane Center and what they continue to do as they prepare themselves to be deployed directly into the core of any significant and threatening hurricane or storm in the Caribbean region to collect critical data for forecasting the storm's intensity.
The minister stressed that the operations at the National Hurricane Center play an integral role in assisting Barbados' hurricane preparedness.
These Hurricane Hunter aircraft allow us early warning. We know what to expect. We get a better idea of what to expect, when to expect it, what we're looking at. Combined with the increased technology for our Met Services Department that you've all heard about, our unmanned sea drones and soon to be an unmanned aircraft, we in Barbados are trying our best to ensure that Barbadians have the early warning that the UN has dictated, that there should be an early warning system for all persons as soon as possible. We are doing our part here, but we cannot do it without our partners.
That's Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrahams. A significant dust haze advisory is in effect for Barbados. Meteorologist with the Barbados Meteorological Services, Tia Brown, says the country is already being affected by the Sahara dust. And Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seely, said farmers are still under pressure due to the late start of the harvest. However, Mr. Seely told Starcom Network News all stakeholders are working to address the challenges. Recapping the top stories, plans are underway to tackle homelessness ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup. A councillor concerned about the increasing trend of young people running away from home and Barbadians urged to prepare for an active hurricane season. That's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good afternoon.